Hey everybody, welcome to the show. It's the Hobbit Sleep Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Schaefer. It's Friday morning if you listen to this right when it releases, so thank you for that. Before I get into today's topic, coffee and how to make it and different types to make it, how about a big shout out to everyone in the UK, the United Kingdom, for leading the charge with listening to the show this past week. Just about out-listened everyone in the States. I will say that I know quite a few more people in the U.S., so you have that going against you, but thank you so much for listening. Ireland joined the crew this week. Colombia joined the crew. A lot of people starting to listen to the show, so let's see what happens with this episode and next week. Definitely tell your friends, tell your family, colleagues, coworkers. Let's see who takes the lead next Friday. It seemed like it was about time to get into one of my favorite beverages, which is coffee. If you don't drink coffee, maybe this is still interesting. You can hear, listen. Maybe it helps you fall asleep because you're just not interested enough, but willing to listen. If you like coffee, if you're like me and you like coffee and you've tried a variety of brewing methods over the years, I think this would be of particular interest. And if you don't know much, if you've really only tried, you know, one type of brewing method or drip coffee, or you prefer French press, there's a few other methods here that I think you'll like, and also some tips as well to brew a delicious cup of coffee. Maybe the best cup of coffee you could brew. And not necessarily talking about, if you've seen the movie Elf with Will Ferrell, when he goes on the all-night date with Zoe Deschanel, and he has her blindfolded, and she drinks a cup of coffee, and she says it's a crappy cup of coffee, and he laughs, and he's like, no, it's the world's greatest, or something like that. You know, every cup of coffee range from, you know, the gas station coffee that you get that, you know, not too great, to, you know, your great diner cup of coffee in that nice, small, thick mug that only diners can provide. The best example I can think of is Waffle House, which, for those who aren't listening, who aren't familiar with Waffle House, maybe you don't live in the States or you don't live down south. Waffle House is a 24-hour diner. It's amazing. It's delicious. It's cheap. And they provide these nice, thick, squat mugs with Waffle House on them. They're sort of like a lightish white, or like a darkish white. It seems like they've been around for 25 years. Maybe they have. And something about just drinking coffee out of that cup makes it taste delicious, regardless of quality. So, whatever your coffee drinking experience, gas stations, Waffle House, making it at home, traveling, you know, abroad, all over the world and trying different types of coffee from different cafes, whatever it is, there should be something in here for everyone. So, let's see what we got. So, first, I wanted to start with coffee brewing methods from the aptly titled website coffeebrewingmethods.com, and this is just an introduction to go over some of the main methods. So I'll read through this and then get into a little more detail on a couple methods and some rules to make a great cup of coffee. Coffee brewing methods, an introduction. Coffee brewing methods list. This is a review of the most popular coffee brewing methods: espresso, drip, French press, AeroPress, cold brew, Turkish coffee, pour over, and Mocha Pop. The list is not an exhaustive one. It contains the most popular brewing methods in the Western Hemisphere. We could add to the list the Indian coffee and Vietnamese coffee methods. Very similar, by the way. There's also an extensive list of coffee brewing methods on Wikipedia to check out those coffee preparation methods. Espresso. Espresso is prepared by pushing hot water through a layer of compact ground coffee contained in a port filter. Espresso is a very concentrated coffee with a lot of body, aroma, and flavor. It contains a lot of coffee oils and solids. The most distinctive features of espresso are the foamy layer on top and the low volume of the drink. Turkish coffee. Turkish coffee is a method of infusing finely ground coffee in nearly boiling water. What is very specific to Turkish brewing method is the grind size, which is the finest possible, almost a powder. There are no electrical Turkish coffee grinding machines for the residential use, but the manual mills work perfectly. Turkish coffee has the fullest body of all brewing methods. If you like clear coffee, stay away from it. Drip coffee. Drip coffee, or filter coffee, is one of the most popular coffee brewing methods. The method involves pouring hot water over ground coffee beans. We strain the brew with a paper filter or a metal or plastic mesh. The coffee from a drip brewer is clear and clean, with a high ratio of caffeine extracted per spoon of ground coffee. The brew is good if you use a good coffee machine, but it's only average with cheap equipment. French press. French press, or press pot, is a very simple coffee brewing device with a beaker and a plunger filter. The preparing technique consists of pouring hot water over coffee grinds and letting it steep for a few minutes. After the steeping is over, the plunger filter is pressed down to separate the grinds. French press coffee has a medium body, less than espresso, but denser than drip. The aroma and flavor of a press pot coffee are intense, and the method is gaining more and more popularity. Mocha pot is a device for making coffee that uses steam pressure to push water through coffee grinds, similar to espresso method, but with much lower pressure. The pressure in a mocha pot is about 1 bar compared to a real espresso machine with 9 bars. The coffee made in a mocha pot, as you would expect, is very bold and resembles espresso. Stovetop espresso lacks the crema, and it has much less aromatic oils. It is a decent espresso alternative. Cold brew. Cold brew is the favorite way of preparing coffee for people with stomach problems. If regular, hot coffee brews upset your stomach, cold brew is your choice. The brewing method implies steeping coffee grinds for extended periods of time, 12 to 36 hours, then straining it and serving it cold or hot. Because it takes so long to brew, people prepare large batches and store it in the fridge for several days. Single-serve brewing. There is no consensus whether single-serve coffee machines are a distinctive brewing method or not. However, if you think about Keurig brewers, they use pressure to push water through the coffee grounds, but the pressure is not as high as with espresso machines. The coffee is ground coarser than for mocha pot, and it is less compact, hence a faster brewing time. In the end, a Keurig machine brews coffee in a unique way, like no other coffee maker. Single serve provides you a clean cup with decent aroma and flavor and minimum effort. It is one of the most convenient devices, reducing the operator's manual intervention to zero. AeroPress. AeroPress is a manual coffee making device that allows you to use pressure to brew a cup. The method involves a two-step process, with a few minutes of steeping followed by pushing the brew through the coffee grounds under pressure to extract even more solids and caffeine. AeroPress coffee is strong with ample body and resembles a lot with espresso. The method is known for its versatility. You can brew from the mildest cup of hot brewed coffee to a strong cup with bite. All right, So that is a little warm-up for the main event, which is an article from Eating Well magazine on their website, eatingwell.com. This article is titled, 9 Rules for How to Make a Perfect Cup of Coffee. It's written by Sophie Johnson. 9 Rules for How to Make a Perfect Cup of Coffee. Become a coffee guru with these simple steps for the best cup of joe right at home. A good cup of coffee in the morning can set the mood for your whole day. While you may be tempted to rely on a barista to serve your daily cup, that can get pricey. With these 9 simple rules, you'll be able to make your own perfect cup of coffee every morning right in your own home. It's easier than you think. Simple things like storing your beans correctly and using the best filters will prevent unwanted bitterness or off flavors from your cup. Whether your morning coffee is an estate-grown brew or just the best supermarket blend you can afford, follow these basic rules for a delicious, satisfying cup of coffee every single time. How to make coffee. There are 3 common ways to make coffee at home. The long-standing favorite has been a classic drip coffee machine, but pour-over coffee at home is becoming increasingly more popular, and French press is an easy favorite as well. Find out how to make coffee with all 3 methods with these easy steps. As a general rule, we recommend about 15 grams of ground coffee per 8-ounce cup of coffee. For 4 cups of coffee, that's about 60 grams of ground coffee, or about 6 coffee scoops, or 3/4 cup, though a scale will yield the best results. Pour over. Arguably the best method for a delicious, aromatic, and complex cup of coffee, the pour-over method won't disappoint. Step 1. First, bring water to a boil in a kettle. 2. If using whole beans, grind the beans to a uniform consistency similar to granulated table salt. 3. Meanwhile, put a filter in the brewer and rinse with hot water. This removes the papery residue on the filter and warms up the brewer, keeping your coffee hot for longer. Discard the water used for rinsing. 4. Add the grounds to the filter, making sure the surface is level. When the water is between 195 degrees Fahrenheit and 205 degrees Fahrenheit, about a minute after removal from heat, slowly and steadily pour just enough water over the grounds to saturate them completely, starting from the middle and working your way outward. Stop pouring before the coffee begins to drip through. This is called the bloom pour, which allows the coffee to degas. Step 5. Slowly pour in the remaining water, keeping the water in the dripper between 1/2 and 3/4 full. This should take 3 to 4 minutes. Carefully remove the filter, then serve and enjoy. French press. Caffeinate like a European and make your morning coffee with a French press. Step 1. First, bring water to a boil in a kettle. 2. If using whole beans, grind the beans to a consistency similar to breadcrumbs, coarser than you'd want for pour over. The ground should be uniform in size, without a lot of fine grit. Add the grounds to the French press. When the water is between 195 degrees Fahrenheit and 205 degrees Fahrenheit, about a minute after removal from heat, add it to the French press and stir it vigorously into the grounds. Brew for about 4 minutes, then slowly plunge the press, separating the grounds from the coffee. 4. Serve and enjoy. Note: if you're not planning on drinking the coffee immediately, do not leave it in the French press, as it will continue to sit on the grounds and become bitter. Instead, pour the coffee into a carafe to enjoy later. Drip. On a hectic morning, nothing beats the simplicity of a drip coffee machine. Depending on your machine, you can make up to 12 cups at a time. Step 1. If using whole beans, grind the beans to a uniform consistency similar to granulated table salt. Transfer the grounds into a filter, then place in the drip machine. Swivel water spout over the center of the grounds. 2. Pour clean water into the back of the machine, not over the grounds, and press the on button. 3. Turn off the machine as soon as the coffee is done brewing. It will stop bubbling to avoid a burnt taste. Be sure to clean your machine once a month by filtering through a mixture of water and vinegar, which removes any built-up residue. Tips for making the best coffee. Rule 1. Buy fresh beans. Without question, coffee is best when used within days of being roasted. Buying from a local roaster, or roasting your own, is the surest way to get the absolute freshest beans. Be wary of buying bulk coffee from supermarket display bins. Oxygen and bright light are the worst flavor busters for roasted beans, so unless the store is conscientious about selling fresh coffee, the storage tubes get coated with coffee oils, which turn rancid. Coffee beans packaged by quality-conscious roasters and sold in sturdy, vacuum-sealed bags are often a better bet. Rule 2. Keep coffee beans fresh. Always store open coffee beans in an airtight container. Glass canning jars or ceramic storage crocks with rubber gasket seals are good choices. Never refrigerate. Roasted beans are porous and readily take up moisture and food odors. Flavor experts strongly advise against ever freezing coffee, especially dark roasts. Optimally, buy a 5 to 7 day supply of fresh beans at a time and keep at room temperature. Rule 3. Choose good coffee. Snobism among coffee drinkers can rival that of wine drinkers, but the fact is that an astonishing world of coffee taste awaits anyone willing to venture beyond mass-marketed commercial brands. Specialty coffees that clearly state the country, region, or a state of origin can provide a lifetime of tasting experiences. There are two major beans on the market, Arabica and Robusta. Arabica beans are more widely produced, have a wider range of flavors, and are generally considered the better bean. By all means, look for 100% pure Arabica beans. The cheap alternatives may contain Robusta beans, noted for their higher caffeine content, but harsh flavors. Nasty is a term commonly linked to Robusta coffees by Arabica devotees. Rule 4. Grind your own. Coffee starts losing quality almost immediately upon grinding. The best tasting brews are made from beans ground just before brewing. Coffee connoisseurs prefer to grind in expensive burr mills, examples Solus, Zassenhaus, Rensselaer, but affordable electric whirly blade grinders like Braun, Bodum will do a serviceable job, especially if the mill is rocked during grinding to get a fine, even particle size. Scoop for scoop, finer grinds yield more flavor. Rule 5. Use good water. Nothing can ruin a pot of coffee more surely than tap water with chlorine or off flavors. Serious coffee lovers use bottled spring water or activated charcoal carbon filters on their taps. Note, softened or distilled water makes terrible coffee. The minerals in good water are essential. Rule 6. Avoid cheap filters. Bargain-priced paper coffee filters yield inferior coffee, according to the experts. Look for oxygen-bleached or dioxin-free paper filters, like Filtropa or Melita. Alternatively, you may wish to invest in a long-lived gold-plated filter, like Swiss Gold. These are reputed to deliver maximum flavor, but may let sediment through if the coffee is ground too finely. Rule 7. Don't skimp on the coffee. The standard measure for brewing coffee of proper strength is 2 level tablespoons per 6-ounce cup, or about 2 3/4 tablespoons per 8-ounce cup. Tricks like using less coffee and hotter water to extract more cups per pound tend to make for bitter brews. Rule 8. Beware the heat. Water that is too hot will extract compounds in the coffee that are bitter rather than pleasant. The proper brewing temperature is 200 degrees Fahrenheit, or about 45 seconds off a full boil. Most good coffee makers regulate this automatically. Once brewed, don't expect coffee to hold its best flavors for long. Reheating, boiling, or prolonged holding on a warming platform will turn even the best coffee bitter and foul-tasting. Rule 9. Keep your equipment clean. Clean storage containers and grinders every few weeks to remove any oily buildup. At least monthly, run a strong solution of vinegar or specialty coffee equipment cleaner like Urnex through your coffee maker to dissolve away any mineral deposits. Rinse thoroughly before reuse. So there you have it. Thanks again, Sophie Johnson, for the article on the 9 rules for how to make a perfect cup of coffee. So what's your preferred cup of coffee? Is it, do you like drip? Is that what you've always done? That's what you prefer? Do you prefer espresso? French press? AeroPress? I've definitely never done AeroPress. That sounds interesting. I'm thinking now, I've had a Keurig. I actually am trying to think if I've ever actually owned a drip pot of coffee. And I know maybe in college we did, but I've had a Keurig. I've had a Keurig with pods. I've had a Keurig with, a removable mesh dispenser you could put your own coffee in if you wanted to. I like that. Then I sold my Keurig to my boss. I was fortunate enough for people at work to, you know, when you're getting, if you've ever been married and you get that wand, you go around to stores for your wedding registry and you just start scanning everything, just aiming at any barcode you can find, assuming that most of the stuff no one's going to buy for you. So of course, as a lover of coffee, I scanned a pretty nice espresso machine. Turns out people at work a few years back surprised me and got it for me, which was amazing. I still have it. I still use it. I used it yesterday, actually. I love a good cup of espresso. These articles did not get into all the varieties of espresso and lattes and mochas and Americano espresso with hot water. We didn't get into that. Maybe a future episode, but I have the espresso machine. I love a good French press. I really enjoy that. And pour over is just something I'm new to. I actually learned something from the pour over examples here and about how much water to pour right away to, as the article says, degas the coffee grind. So that was pretty interesting. And that silt, that almost silty texture you get, I actually prefer that in my cups. But if you don't, that's okay. I do urge you to go out, try some new stuff. Most of these methods, French press, you can get that for pretty cheap. Any really store, you can buy it. TJ Maxx, Marshalls, you can get good ones for pretty cheap too. Pour over, cheap as well. Go out there, try it out, try something new. Explore a little bit more. See which method you prefer. And of course, you can share it with the show if you want. You can review and subscribe with us through Apple. Email howtosleeppodcast@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. How to Sleep Podcast on Facebook. I do love pictures of coffee. It's one of my favorite things to see a picture, but you see a lot of times in movies where they'll cut to like a cup of coffee, a black cup of coffee with creamer being added, and you see that slow motion swirl, or maybe it's a glass, a see-through glass, and you see the cream mixing, the cream or the milk mixing with the black coffee, spiraling through it, or you see like an overhead shot of someone stirring it in real quick. That's one of my favorite things to see. So share it on the Facebook page or on Instagram. Why not Instagram? I'm sure there's phenomenal pictures of coffee on there. How to sleep cast there. How to sleep cast on Twitter as well. All the ways to reach out to the show. And another shout out to the UK. Love you guys. Australia, you guys held the mantle there for a while. Tons of listening to the show. I really appreciate it. All the way across the world, listening to the show. Thanks so much. And everyone else who's listening, thank you and sharing. Truly appreciate it. Until next time, I'll talk to y'all soon.